Okay. Just to say a quick sukkas maisa, good story to inspire us before Yontif. Rav Avadya Yosef brings down in a sefer called Anaf Eitz Avos, on page 62, Samach Beis, an amazing story, which I would like to share. Of Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchev, one of the main Talmidim of the Maggid of Mezrich, has an amazing story. The story goes is that Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlotchev had a very, very expensive pair of tefillin from his father. And, you know, always Chassidim always asked him to buy it from him, and he always refused. He always said no. You know, when it comes down to it, they didn't have so much money. And his wife said, you know, maybe he could sell the pair of tefillin this year, and we could have a little more extra food on the table. He says, no, he always refused. For whatever reason, he always refused. Right before Sukkot one year, the news got to him that there was a Jew who had one Esrog. You know, back in Europe, it wasn't Pasha getting Esrog, and now we have plenty, everyone, this, who do you go for Esrog? Back in the day, it wasn't like that. There was one Jew who had an Esrog. Chassid Michal Zlotchev said, Rabbi said, I have to have this Esrog. So much so, if that means I have to sell my father's pair of tefillin, the expensive pair of tefillin, I'm going to do it. And that's exactly what he did. He sold his pair of tefillin, and he got this beautiful Esrog. Rav Avadya Yosef brings down, say that he came home with the Esrog. He came home with this Esrog. And his wife says, "Nu, how'd you buy that Esrog?" And he told her, I sold my father's pair of tefillin. Next thing you know, the Lashon Rav Avadya Yosef uses, Barov Kasa, with great anger, Lakha Esa Esrog, Ubechama Zom Nishka Osaba Makam HaPitom Menifsel. She picked up the Esrog, and so, screaming, and what did she say? She said, "Your kids have food. We're not very well off. We're very poor. You sold your father's tefillin for an esrog, but to be able to put more food on the table, to be able to take care of your family, you didn't do it." And the Rav Avadya says, when she picked up the esrog, she picked it up with great anger, and the pitum fell off, and the esrog was pasuk. Now just imagine this. This happened to any normal human being. The immediate reaction is serious anger. Rav Avadya Yosef brings down, said Rabbi Yechiel Michal looked up to Shemaim, and he proclaimed, "Ribono Shalom, Master of the World, Tefillin mehaduros kvar ainli. I don't have any more beautiful tefillin anymore. The esrog kasher gamken ainli. I don't have a kasher digger esrog anymore. Hareini mekalbas es kizeroscha ba'avo." Please, help me to be able to accept this gzardin from you with love, that I shouldn't lose my shalom bias, and I should be very strong. And that's how it happened. Rav Avadya Yosef brings down, he says, the first night of Sukkot, Rav Yechiel Michal Zlotchev, he went to sleep, and his father came to him in a dream. And he said to him the following, "Ha-maisa achron she-kavash et-zitzrov lo-hikbid. This maisa that you were able to conquer your Yitzhara, and you didn't go to anger, which a very normal human being type of thing would be. Asa roshim kavir b'shamayim. They had a great, great influence. Had a great, amazing things in Shemayim. Mikan ula ba yushba alaf shefa rab b'parnasa tova. Olerzer lo kol tov." Rabbi Yosef says, the father said to him, "You had such a great energy and an amazing reaction to what you did. Everything's going to be okay." And this is how it happened. Rav Avadya Yosef said that he lived for the rest of his entire life. He was one of the wealthiest Jews in the town. I think now coming out of Sukkot, coming out of Yom Kippur, now going into Sukkot, sometimes we think, you know, okay, Yom Kippur's over. I don't have to work on myself anymore. Just to close, Rav Yisrael Salanter says, people work on tshuva during Elul. Great people work on tshuva during Aser Simi tshuva. But you know what, when real tshuva starts? Real tshuva starts after Ni'ilah. Real tshuva starts right after Ni'ilah. When we say V'hu Rachum, right after Ni'ilah. When it's not the big sparks, that's what it's all about. Now going in from Yom Kippur to Sukkot, you know that it's brought down by the Shlon, by the Sfas Emes explains it also, but there's 10 days in between Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah. Why is it exactly 10? He explains, or I'm sure Shlita explains in the Sefer Tavshin Samach Beis, that the first Aseres Yemei Tshuva is the Aseres Yemei Tshuva of Yira. Aseres Yemei Tshuva from Yom Kippur to Hoshana Rabbah, it says Aseres Yemei Tshuva of what? Of Ahava, of love. B'ezras Hashem, we should be zocha to take these days in a serious way. We should always continue to work on ourselves, to be able to look back at Rechil Mechel of Zachov, to look, be able to look back at the story, to continue to always look back at ourselves, to continually, constantly growing in our tshuva. And in B'ezras Hashem, when once Hoshana Rabbah comes, we can show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only did we do tshuva meira, but we did tshuva me'ava, we did tshuva out of love, and we changed all our sins. The Gemara in Yoma says that someone who does tshuva out of love, he changes what the sins he once did on purpose into tzchuyos, into merits. Bezer Hashem should be a gemar chesim tova for us and for all Klai Yisrael.